justifying the fact that he was who he said he was. Because only he could exercise and demonstrate the authority over the devils and the unclean spirits. And when he began to move in his public ministry, amen, to demonstrate to them who he was, amen, they didn't want to accept the fact that he's truly God. Amen. He is Jesus, the Son of the living God. Now, one thing I want to show you, because that's about all I'm going to be able to show you today. Hallelujah. Because this is too much here. Notice when Jesus begins to talk about, wait a minute, how am I going to spoil the house? The first thing I have to do is bind the strong man. Amen. When you know God is fighting on your behalf, amen, Jesus, first thing he did, amen, for us was to take care of Satan. Amen. Satan represents the strong man. And Jesus lets us know that, wait a minute, there is one greater than he. Amen. I'm stronger than the strong man. Amen. So therefore, I have come to the house to announce to the adversary that his spoils no longer belong to him. The souls that he may have captured no longer belongs to him. He has come to demonstrate his absolute authority, amen, and to move in the realm of his own deity to exercise to the people of God to know that, listen, I'm God, and I have come in your midst in order to let you know I have set you free. Somebody say, Jesus broke it. What you could not do for yourself, Jesus already did it. He has come to move. Now, how did this happen? Notice when Jesus came on the scene. Amen. When Jesus was baptized in the Jordan. I'm giving you a very short version. When Jesus was baptized in the Jordan. And the Bible says he was filled with the Holy Ghost. The dove descended from heaven like a dove. And it sat on him, right? Amen. And if you read this in Luke's account, amen, it's a very powerful picture here. In Luke's account, when he talks about this, because it indicates Jesus was filled with the Holy Ghost. The dove came on him, right? Y'all got to stay with me on this one now. The dove came upon him, and he was filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, but the Bible says Jesus was driven into the wilderness. Even though he was filled, now I want you to remember this, Jesus broke it. He was filled with the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, he was filled with the Holy Ghost. But being filled initially was not the finality, because he had to be driven by the Holy Ghost into the wilderness. Because sometimes when God moves in our life and gives us something supernatural to experience in him, we assume that's all. But the Bible says the Spirit drove Jesus into the wilderness. Why? Because he had to be tempted by the devil. Mm-hmm. So this is an announcement to us. When God fills us, you must understand the Spirit got to drive you. For what purpose? To be tested. And Jesus had to move by the authority of the Spirit because he was filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm just want to say that because I want y'all to forget that. He was filled with, if he was filled with the Holy Ghost, why would he have to go and mess with the devil? Oh, Lord, thank you for asking. And because of the fact he was filled with the Holy Ghost, he was the Son of God, because he didn't come for himself. He came to save, seeking to save that which was lost. So he had to go into the territory of the adversary, who was the little god, amen, of this world. So Jesus had to contend with him on his territory so that he could be tested by him, so that he could only, Lord, testify to the fact he was God. And even though Satan offered him things, touch your neighbor and say, be careful what the devil offer you. Because the devil will try to offer you things because he's got you out there in the wilderness and you're hungry. I'm in the wilderness and I'm hungry. After fasting for 40 days. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. Can you imagine the rocks probably look like bread after 40 days? Hallelujah. But you must understand, Satan came on an assignment to challenge the deity and the authority of Jesus because he knew he was the Son of God. And this is what Jesus is doing. I'm just dropping you back. Amen. Because when Jesus said, oh, Lord, have mercy. Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house, verse 29, and spoil his goods except he first bind the strong man? And then he will spoil his house. So Jesus had to go to the devil's house in his territory, in his region, and contend with him so that he might announce to him, no matter what you try to offer, amen, it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. So Jesus became our substitute. He went there for us so that he can already break the power of the enemy for us. Thank you, Jesus. So in the wilderness, being tempted of the devil, amen, hallelujah, every time Jesus was challenged, he always stood on the word. Hallelujah. Amen. He stood on the word. And in standing on the word, he contends with the enemy and he rejects the enemy's offer. Hallelujah. See, this is how you get victory. When the enemy trying to offer you stuff that appeals to your desire, you must reject the offer. And in rejecting the offer, amen, what he simply did was let the enemy know, I know I'm God in the flesh. And because I'm in human form and I'm coming into your territory, amen, for you to challenge me, only for me to announce to you I'm still God in the flesh. And I want you to know, because I'm the second Adam, I'm coming back to the righteous state. And so what you offer me to sin against my Father, I renounce it. Hallelujah. Because man shall not live by bread alone. Come on, somebody. And in doing this, remember, Jesus was filled with the Holy Ghost. And he was driven into the wilderness by the Holy Ghost, because he had to go to the strong man, look him in the eye, and let him know your power is broken. He had to go face to face and toe to toe to let him know, no matter what you try, it ain't gonna work. Hallelujah. In other words, he went there to bind up the strong man so he could set the captives free. Lord have mercy. I'm hastening to a close. And in doing this, then the Bible says, Jesus returned. Lord, somebody. Jesus returned. Hallelujah. Now, he wasn't weak when he went in the wilderness. He was only weak physically because of the fasting. But he was still fully empowered by the Spirit. And meeting satanic challenges and overthrowing satanic rule in that territory of the enemy, then the Bible says the devil left him for a season. Mm-hmm. And when the enemy left him, angels came and strengthened him. Because Jesus broke the power of the enemy and Jesus went in one way. Somebody said, you might go in one way, but you're coming out another way. Amen. I'm getting ready to close. And Jesus, remember, he went in full of the Holy Ghost, but now he's coming out with the power. Got a little swag in his walk now with the power of the Holy Ghost. Woo, Lord have mercy. See, some of you going in full with the Holy Ghost. And the devil hitting you on every side. But somebody say, when it's over, it's going to be broken. But when you come out, Lord have mercy, you are coming out with the power of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, why? Because you've already bound the strong man. He's weak. He's powerless against you now. And so when you come out, Jesus said he began to launch his public ministry. He began to move in a manner he did not move before. Because somebody say he had power of the Holy Ghost. See, the devil trying you because you ain't got power. He's trying to defeat you because you ain't got the power. But if you hold on long enough, and if you stay in the wilderness experience long enough, when it's all said and done, and when God gets through working his work in you, he's going to bring you out with power. In other words, everything you experienced, everything the devil took you through, trying to get you to compromise, trying to get you to leave God. Oh, Lord. But you say, no, I can't do that. I can't go back. I can't give in and I can't give up. But you held on in spite of what you felt in your desire. Yeah, the devil showed you money. He showed you prestige. He showed you all the power that you could amass in the earth. But you realize, wait a minute, that cost you too much. And so I about to say no to the enemy and say yes to God. So every time you've been tested and been going through, not fully understanding why, it's the fact that you didn't have the power yet. But as soon as the season is over, and the enemy understands he can't overthrow you and he can't stop you, then he's got to leave you. But just for a season now. Because somebody said he's coming back. But while you're there, hallelujah, I'm coming out in the power of the Holy Ghost. What do you mean, preacher? I'm coming out to do battle. I went in already to do war. But now I'm coming out. I'm taking back what the devil stole. So everybody I touch, I'm going to bring them out. Every soul I minister to, I'm going to bring them out. Why? Because I got power. What kind of power? Somebody say Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost power. In other words, this is the power and the authority that the enemy has to recognize. So as I close, because our Lord have mercy. As I close, because this is the authority and power the enemy must recognize. That when the enemy has challenged you in your faith, hallelujah, he remembers when you were in the wilderness. When he could have gotten you, but you defied him. And now you're walking in the power of the Holy Ghost. He can't defeat you. He knows. You have been given authority over his power. He knows. Amen. You can tread over serpents and over scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Hallelujah. So don't get dismayed. Hallelujah. If you got to go into the wilderness. But the fact remains, when God brings you out, somebody say, I'm coming out with power. In other words, I'm coming out with the privilege. I'm coming out with the right and the authority in Jesus' name to set the captives free. So the devil tried to stop you, but he let me get out. And now I'm out. I got a little swagger. I got a little pep in my step. And I'm coming to set the captives free. And this is why somebody said, I'm getting ready to launch. Because the devil messed up and let my big brother, and his name is Jesus, go on my behalf. And he came out with the authority. And then, because of who he is, he took some of his authority and said, behold, I give unto you power. So touch your brothers and say, you got it. You just got to use it. You went in full, but now you're coming out with power. Well, I better leave you. Lord have mercy. Let me quit here. Woo! Because I feel something pushing me here. Oh, Lord have mercy. That's why when you come out with power, you don't come out playing. You let the devil know, I'm back and I got the power. I'm here to stay. Get under my feet. Come on, somebody. Let the devil know, I'm back. Jesus broke it. He broke the enemy's authority. He broke the enemy's power. And he's given me the right to stand as his ambassador. How many believe it today? Jesus broke it. You went in full, but you came out with power. Lord have mercy. You went in limited, but now I'm unlimited. All power. He said, all power. Not just some power. All authority. All dunamis. All dynamite. All exousia. Everything that composes and that contains, I got authority over it. It's got to get under my feet. So you might be in the wilderness, but hold out. Because when it's all said and done, you coming out with power. Somebody say, with power, with authority, with exousia, with might, with strength to put the enemy under my feet. Do I have anybody? I better leave it because I'm feeling happy. But do I have anybody that will come out with swagger? Yeah, I'm full. I'm empowered. Say it. Yeah. That's why when you walk in an enemy's territory, you walk in and you mean business. I want my wife back. I want my children back. I want my husband back. I want my spoils back. All my possessions back. Because you are bound. You can no longer hold what belongs to me. Because you've been found by the Holy Ghost. You came in one way, devil. But the Spirit of the Lord is going to cause you to flee seven ways. Give me all my stuff. And then give me some payback. Give me all my stuff. See, the problem with some of us, you just in the wilderness right now, being tested. But hold on. Because when it's all said and done, you come out with power. And you're dragging everything. Every soul. That's a sign to you. I'm bringing it out. Touch your neighbor and say, God gonna bring you out. God gonna bring you through. Hold on. Jesus broke it. Shout glory.
Shout glory! Shout glory! Oh! Don't be in dismay. Some won't make it through the wilderness because the devil gonna fool them. Because he's going to make you think you got power. But you'll find out when you go through the testing how much you really got. Jesus knew what he had. But he had to submit himself to it so that he could retain man's righteous authority and restore us back into right relationship and right standing with the Father. And by being the second Adam, taking the wounds and confronting the enemy, because it had to be a holy vessel without spot, without blemish, to announce to the strong man that your power is broken here. That's why he has put all things under his feet. All powers, all principalities, all dominions, authorities, everything, he has put it under his feet. He has crushed, whoosha, the demonic authorities, crushed their power, so that now we as a believer who come to Christ, you must understand you'll be filled with the Spirit. But then there's a testing phase to help you to recognize the authority that you have in Christ. Because you're coming out with power. And this is why you got to stay molded and anchored while you're going through the process. Don't falter. Don't fail. Don't let the enemy deceive you, because he's going to offer you things. Because he's going to always appeal to your humanity, to your own desire and thought process. And this is why Jesus had to stand on the word and to declare what the Father has declared. But if you declare it in yourself and you think you can contend with the enemy by yourself, he would deceive you. Hallelujah. But if you stand on the authority of Jesus and his word, God will see you through. And when he brings you out, he gives you a belt. He robes you with righteousness and gives you strength. He gives you a belt of authority, because that experience you went through that almost convinced you not to follow Jesus. Hallelujah. Anybody been there? Lord, I was on the brink of giving up. And sometimes the enemy would send people that you know to try to influence you to do wrong. But as for me, I got to stay with God. I know where I am, and I know when I need to go, and I know what God's got to do. So I got to stay in the process to allow God to bring me through. Because if Jesus broke it, now I got to experience. So I will know I have the authority through his name and his word, amen, to execute and do what it is I'm called to do. Hallelujah. So don't die, don't faint in the wilderness. Because sometimes you're going to feel like you're starving. You're going to get real hungry in the wilderness. Hallelujah. And sometimes won't be enough bread, enough water to sustain you. The only thing you got to know is called Jesus. But that's for a purpose. Why did Jesus have to fast? Because he had to be strengthened in the inner man, to be built up in the faith. Because the human man would diminish because of the physical weakness. But even though you're feeling weak physically, but because God is building you up spiritually, you'll be able to contend with the adversary. Amen. You'll be able to go against him and to stand and repel his word that's coming against your mind. Because he's going to try to defeat you.
Hallelujah. How many know you're in the wilderness right now? Oh, yeah. Lord, I'm just trying to figure it out. I'm just trying to understand. I don't know what Bishop's talking about right now. But, Lord, I'm just trying to get through. You in the wilderness. But if you keep pressing, keep believing, keep speaking the truth of the word, when it's all said and done, God's going to bring you out. And every time he brings you out of something, he gives you something to replace what was lost. So he gives you more strength, more courage, more boldness, more authority to act in his name. So don't fail while you're going through the wilderness. I know you might feel starved and hungry right now. That's your purpose and your process. If you give up now, you're going to abort the authority that you could have received had you waited on God. And that's why the enemy would throw all kind of interference in your way. Because he knows if you get to the place that you come out, he knows you're coming out with power, with the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And he cannot, check this out, he cannot defeat the Holy Ghost. Why, preacher? Because that's God. He can't defeat God. So God is trying to make you strong. Hallelujah. Are you going to be strong? Are you going to stay encouraged to know that God is going to bring you through? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just